Hi, and welcome to The Midlife Feast, the podcast for women who are hungry for more in this season of life. I'm your host, Dr. Jen Salib Huber. Come to my table, listen and learn from me, trusted guest experts in women's health, and interviews with women just like you. Each episode brings to the table juicy conversations designed to help you feast on midlife. Welcome to season 3 of The Midlife Feast. It is good to be back. After a fun and busy summer, I'm definitely excited to be back talking about all things menopause, midlife, and nutrition. And today is October 1st, which is also Menopause Awareness Month, or the start of Menopause Awareness Month. And believe it or not, the first episode of the podcast came out almost exactly a year ago. It was October 9th of last year that the very first episode of The Midlife Feast aired. And it's kind of crazy for me to think about because a lot has happened in that year. So I just want to go over some of the fun things. So there have been 37 episodes over 2 seasons, including 2 kind of special mini series, the non-diet resolution series in January and the midlife undieting series this summer. There have been over 55,000 downloads. I just need to say that again. 55,000 downloads over the past year of my little podcast. It blows my mind. It fills me with gratitude. And I just can't even thank all of you who have listened and who have sent me messages to say how much the conversations have meant to you. I just am so grateful that I've been able to connect with so many of you. And just really too many connections to count. So other experts who work in this area, but I just love the conversations that I've had with people like you, either through story sessions or emails or messages, who are just trying to navigate this season of life with some compassion and some understanding and just trying to make it feel easier and more gentle. And so for season 3, I'm bringing you more of the things that you've asked for. I'm going to help to answer questions like, why did my cholesterol shoot up in menopause and what can I do about it? What does menopause look like if I have PCOS? Or what if I've had breast cancer? What can I do about my sleep other than sleeping pills and melatonin? Or why has midlife changed my ability to cope with stress? I used to be really good at coping with stress, and what can I do about it? These are just a few of the episodes that will be coming out this year, with many more to come. And these were all requests. So I tried to gather over the last year, either through social media or email, just people say, hey, can you do an episode about this? So if you sent me one of those emails, even if I didn't list it just now, know that it is written down and it is on the planning board for this season or next season. But I've also been listening to what so many of you have asked for, which is a place to keep these conversations going. My goal with this podcast was always to bring more to the table of midlife than just talking about food and nutrition. Of course, food matters, and I love talking about food and nutrition. But most of the time, people aren't asking for more information about what to eat. They want to talk about and get some understanding around why it's so hard to feel like you're choosing the right things most of the time, or why is it so hard to choose foods that we think are good for us, or maybe even know are good for us, and what does good for us even mean? Or how not to feel crazy around certain foods like chips or chocolate or snacks, or even just how to cope with strong feelings without only reaching for food. In other words, you've told me that you want to learn more about the things that influence our decisions about food, kind of the things that live around our relationship with food, because you want to get out of the diet cycle once and for all. You don't want to be starting a diet every Monday, but you also don't want to feel like you're just giving up. So one of my big surprises that I've been hinting at and working on is that the Midlife Feast is now going to also have a community. So the Midlife Feast community is opening this month, and I really can't be more excited about it. This isn't a course, although there is tons of learning inside, but it's an intuitive eating membership essentially, for women in midlife who are just hungry for more of the things that we talk about on this podcast and the conversations that I have on social media, and for women who just want to connect with other undieters in menopause. So I've been calling this kind of the worst kept secret, because for anybody who's taken a course with me recently, I've been talking about this for literally months. But I'm super excited to say that it is happening. It is happening this month, and there's so much in store. So what's gonna happen is that over the next week or so, you're gonna get more information, but here's an idea of what it's gonna look like. Every month, there's going to be a theme that's related to menopause and midlife. There's going to be lots of the usual topics, like February is going to be heart health month. There's going to be a month on bone health and a month on how to support kind of aging well, but also some of the other topics that you've asked me to talk about, like body image and how to have this flexibility and resiliency around a changing body, and habit changes. And so this year's non-diet resolution support is actually going to happen inside the community. And I've already lined up some amazing guests to help us with habits. And to go along with each monthly theme, there are going to be two live group calls that you will be invited to. So in all of the programs that I've run over the past number of years, the group calls are always a highlight. They're a highlight for me, they're a highlight for participants, and it's always the part that people say they get so much out of. So I knew that when I wanted to build this community that I wanted to have group calls as part of what was on offer. And I really, really can't wait to roll these out. So of course, they're going to be recorded. They are going to be on two different days, different time zones. Sometimes we're going to have a live guest. Like in October, there's going to be a live cooking demo with Fiona Staunton, which is going to be amazing. But there's always going to be time for questions and lots of time for conversation and lots of time to kind of just dive into the questions that you have about how can you feast on midlife. And so there's also going to be a Choose Your Own Adventure Learning Library. It's a long name, but I feel like it really describes it well. That's built around my four pillars of intuitive nutrition, which are understanding, self-compassion, attunement, and gentle nutrition. So if you want to know what's happening with hot flashes and maybe what some of your options are, there's a short video lesson. I'm trying to keep these at 30 minutes or less in the understanding section. You'll also find a quick start guide to intuitive eating, how to stay out of the diet cycle, and much, much more, because every month new content is going to be added to this library. So it's just going to continue to grow. And of course, we're going to talk about food. The recipe library has already more than 50 recipes that are organized by meal. They're tagged with gentle nutrition goals like high protein, high fiber, phytoestrogens, to try and make planning food joy just a little bit easier, so that gentle nutrition and food joy kind of go hand in hand. And finally, there's a community. And this is kind of the heart of what I wanted to create, was a forum that is housed within the membership. It's not on Facebook. This is all hosted on Kajabi, which many, many of you are familiar with. People who've taken my courses know that I moved everything over in July. There are lots of other people who host memberships on Kajabi, so it's very user-friendly. But this, you know, forum is really where we connect with other menopause undieters. So we might share a cheer or a challenge, or maybe we're just going to complain about our kids. But within that community is where the Menopause Nutrition for Undieters Club will meet regularly, weekly, through chats, through challenges, through inspiration, and just sharing our experience of being in midlife. Food is just one aspect of what we need to feast on midlife. And I can't wait for all of us to gather, grow, and nourish together. So how does it all work? I know that this is kind of what everyone's wondering. So in the show notes, you're going to find a link, and that link is just going to take you to a quick sign up for a waiting list. The doors to the Midlife Feast community are going to open the week of October 10th. And because this is brand spanking new, registration is going to be open for founding members in October only. This will likely reopen again in December or January, but the founding members are going to enjoy not only lifetime kind of low pricing for this monthly membership at a price you definitely won't see again. But you also get to shape the content, because one of the things that I'm going to be doing is asking, what do you want? So if you have wanted to maybe work with me, maybe my group programs weren't the right time or whatever it was, this is absolutely going to be your best chance to kind of learn and work with me, but not just me, but other people. So on note about the program, so if you are an alumni of Beyond the Scale, just know that you are going to be grandmothered into this. So you don't have to do anything. You are just going to be added to this in October in the next couple of weeks as things open up. But if you want to be one of the founding members, if you want to get in on these conversations, and if this is what you've been looking for and you're thinking, oh, this is exactly what I need, just sign up. Signing up for the waiting list is not a commitment. It's just a kind of gets you in the door first, or at least gives you the option to get in the door. And there are lots of great things in store. So one of my other big surprises, which I'm still keeping a surprise, will actually be kind of revealed in the community towards the end of the month. And you'll definitely want to be one of the first ones to hear about this, because it is unlike anything I've ever done before. I'm totally going to tease this, but it is unlike anything I've ever done before. I'm super excited. There are only 12 spots and it's going to be amazing. So all that to say, I'm so excited for this season of the Midlife Feast. There are so many amazing things in store, so many conversations, so much learning, so much compassion, and so much community. So thank you for being a part of this community. Thank you for trusting me to be part of your midlife journey. And let's do this, because it's definitely time to feast on midlife. Hey there. Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of the Midlife Feast. Season 3 is just getting started, and there is so much in store this season. Be sure to check the show notes and get on the waiting list for the Midlife Feast community, which is brand spanking new, and registration opens in October for founding members only, and then won't be open again until the new year. And as always, if you find this episode helpful, please consider leaving a review and liking wherever you listen to podcasts so others can help find us.